A major winter storm is making its way closer to Arkansas, and local officials and utilities are bracing for what could be as much as 3/4 of an inch of ice, a couple inches of snow and sleet, and bitterly cold temperatures. As officials are preparing for the winter storm, there are comparisons being made about whether this storm will rival the 2009 devastating ice storm, which left many places looking like a war zone and led to some power outages for weeks in some places. David Moore is director of the Craighead County Office of Emergency Management.
Anytime we have a event such as this that we're looking at the possibility of, we go over our planning, we go over our preparedness as far as making contacts with all of our volunteers that come into the office, but also on the backside, we work closely with Craighead County Road Department. Right now, they are checking all our big generators to make sure they're functioning properly, making sure everything's maintained, and we're just taking a good account of what all we resources we've got and making sure everybody's aware. And of course, watching this system very closely as it builds.
Moore says the 2009 ice storm taught the county some valuable lessons. Not only will the county bring in many outside contractors from other utilities, but communication issues are expected to be better addressed.
The 2009 ice storm was an eye-opener. It showed us to some of our deficits as far as communications, which since then we have reinforced and improved on. Things that we didn't think so much about, we always have a contingent of amateur radio operators. The Respond of Arkansas Amateur Radio Club comes in and assists us, and they're very, very important to the operation of this office. Those kind of things that we were running our normal communications, didn't think as much about them until we got into the ice storm. Well, now we don't do that. Now we start working on those things beforehand and make sure that they are ready to go if needed.
And Moore says communication is the most important part of being able to manage things during the ice storm.
Main priorities is communication. Communication with the public, with the utilities, any of the responding agencies. We'll be contacting our volunteer fire departments to make sure that they're aware. I send out an email to a long list of people, trying to keep them updated as I receive information. We do things like that and try to get that prepared. We go over our communications room, make sure everything's ready in there.
The major utilities are also getting ready for the storm. Kevin Inboden is with the City Water and Light in Jonesboro. Inboden says he remembers the 2009 storm that brought down thousands of power poles across Jonesboro and hundreds of miles of power lines were down. He says one of the key parts of responding to the ice storm that's coming is making sure there are more outside contractors than needed that are ready to respond to the storm.
We've already begun to make contact with some of those folks. We've tried to make sure we've reserved some rooms at local hotels. We've checked on the sleeping equipment we have here at City Water and Light and the areas that we would use to house those outside contractors. We've also talked in-house with our office folks and our engineering folks on how we would dispatch and the organization and the system that would be used there. So from a personnel standpoint, I think we're about as prepared as we can be. On the equipment side, we've checked all the equipment that may be involved, made sure it's ready to go, and make sure it's stocked with everything from chainsaws to tire chains for traveling around in the snow and ice. And then from a material standpoint, again, we've made sure that the equipment is stocked with materials that those pieces of equipment may need. We've also confirmed that our warehouse and plant yard, we have an adequate supply of the materials that we may need. So we feel really good about where we're at. We're trying to prepare as much as we can, and we'll continue to prepare right up to the end of the week.
And he tells him makes up the independent contractors.
Normally it's a combination. We'll get help from other, in our case, a lot of times it's other municipal utilities in the region that weren't in the weather event. They were far enough away that they weren't impacted. And often, we'll share crews when we have a problem, crews from in this region, maybe the other parts of the state and even out of state that work for municipal utilities, they'll come in and help us. And then when the roles are reversed and those top utilities are having problems and we're okay, we'll send crews to help them. So the utilities help each other out with their crews, but also there are contractors really all over the country. Those contractors, you know, they'll do contract jobs for utilities, but when storm events like this occur, a lot of them are freed up to come in and help. And so it's kind of a combination of contractors and, in our case, municipal utility crews from other areas.
Justin Etter is communications coordinator for Craighead Electric Cooperative. He says Craighead Electric is getting supplies ready for the storm.
Getting all of our equipment ready, we got a good supply of all of our poles, transformers, and lines, and just getting everybody in the mode to be on standby if something should happen that we need to pull out. You know, everybody, we got independent contractors on standby if we need to bring in some more heavy artillery, if you will. We've done some things over, you know, since the last big storm in 2009. Our right-of-way crew has worked tremendously on that, and which will help, you know, hopefully get those trees out of the way where we don't have any limbs falling on lines. And then, of course, we replaced, you know, numerous amount of poles and line from that storm. So all the equipment and material out there is fairly new as well. So we hope that it'll withstand, most scenario cases.
And one of the things that Craighead Electric learned from the 2009 storm was that it was important to participate in what's called vegetation management.
We took a lot from that one. We've seen where we might have done better in certain areas, and we're going to take advantage of that from that, you know, learning experience. We did a lot of clearing on our lines that will help benefit, you know, less power outages. We became more familiar with outside people. If we do need to call in more people, basically how we need to work it and what the people, how many people we would probably need in a situation, and things like that. We took quite a bit from it, and just, you know, it might have been little things, might have been big things, but it was definitely a learning experience, and it would help you. That storm would help you prepare for, you know, future storms for sure.
So he says one of the things that Craighead Electric Cooperative did was to spend a lot of time trimming trees back from power lines. Entergy Arkansas is facing a daunting task, as much of the state is facing the possibility of significant icing from the storm. Spokeswoman Sally Graham says Entergy is canceling employee vacations and considering bringing in crews from outside the area to deal with the situation.
Ice would be, you know, a major problem. And right now, I think the forecasts are looking at a half an inch in the western half of Arkansas. Complicating that is possibly that the temperatures will not rise above freezing before another round of a storm comes in on Saturday. So all of those are elements that our storm team are evaluating and making sure that we will be storm ready.
And Graham says Entergy's closely watching the storm.
We do look like we'll be having snow, freezing rain, sleet, possibly wind. So our teams are monitoring the weather. We're also, part of our storm preparation is doing what we call modeling. Looking at former storms with a similar characteristics that our forecasts show us what we're facing right now.
And the company is encouraging customers to download Entergy's mobile app so that people can access outage maps and additional information. Officials also say if you see downed power lines, stay away from those lines and call your local utility.